seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed heart. Where secrets reveal themselves. Journeys lead to knowledge, and passion lights the way.
Welcome to NTPRT. I'm Suzanne, and we're going to have a real quick discussion on Robert the Doll today. Robert the Doll is a doll that is located down in Florida in a museum down near Key West, and he was a doll that belonged to Robert Eugene Otto, who was an artist. And Mr. Otto had the doll since he was about 6 years old. And it was given to him by a maid who was supposedly practiced voodoo. But what I found very interesting about this doll, when you look at some of the video on it, it's really kind of creepy looking. It's a very old doll, but the doll's hair color has changed as the doll has, quote unquote, grown older. So it sounded to me like maybe NTPRT needs to do a road trip down to, you know, Key West to look at this doll, maybe do some video of it. I got to looking around, and there were videos where people had taken of the doll. It's in a glass case, but then years later, it's not in a glass case. And how do you account for hair color changing on a doll? I know it had real human hair. It looked like the little boy, Robert himself, and he was called Eugene. He always called the doll Robert, and when anything went wrong, he always said, Robert did it, Robert did it. His wife, when he later married, his wife did not like the doll. So his wife had him put it up in the attic. Robert didn't like that. He wanted a room that he could see in, so says Mr. Eugene Otto, the man. After Eugene started getting sick and he died, the wife left him in the attic, and she left. She got out of Dodge. So people, if you find something in your attic, get rid of it. Don't keep it. I know we've gone on several investigations, and some people have left stuff in their attic from previous owners, and they've never gotten rid of it. Okay, get rid of it. Don't keep it. You don't want other people's baggage or other people's attachments in your house. Get rid of it. Well, unless it's something really cool, but usually get rid of it. People didn't want the doll in their attic, so they got rid of it. Good for them, because the doll was haunted. They put it in a museum, and the guard didn't like the doll. He kept saying, stupid doll. He came back the next day, and he took pictures of it because the doll's face had changed, and the eyebrows were knitted together. That's another one of the legends about this doll, is that its face can change right before you, the expression. So maybe the doll is possessed. Who's to say? It might be. If you've had any experiences with Robert the Doll, post them in our forums. Go ahead, go on to www.ntprt.org and post in our forums. We already have a post on Robert the Doll. We're going to post up some video links to the YouTube videos of Robert the Doll. So we would love to see your pictures. If you have any pictures of Robert the Doll, post them. We would love to see them. This concludes our episode of Robert the Doll. Have a good one. Mysterious.
Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed heart. Where secrets reveal themselves. Journeys lead to knowledge.